Hello again, it's Tim here for the Mindhive podcast, and I'm so glad that you've downloaded this episode. Today's episode is the prophetic part two. So if you happened to listen to the first, then it's not really a lead on from the first one as much as it's just more exploring what perhaps it means to be prophetic, what it means to be a prophet, because Justin believes that there is a distinct difference between the two. So it's just really interesting to me to kind of just to explore that and to go, hey, you don't need to be a prophet as such, just to bring good words to the people around us. And I believe that's kind of what we get to within this podcast, is we kind of get to the point, and, you know, you'll discover it as we go, but that we can all bring prophetic words to the people around us, and we should be looking to bring life and good through our words. So have a listen to this. This is the prophetic part two, and thanks again for downloading.
How's work?
Well, it was just it was work, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was work. We don't work in a piggery.
No. Okay, so I've just started a new job. No longer working at the cafe.
Which is, funnily enough, where we are right now.
We've met back up at the cafe, but it's not what it used to be, is it? Because it's not like I have to scurry off back to work.
No.
And get back to help the customers.
No.
So it's all changed. Everything's changed.
Everything.
Yep.
Everything you thought you knew.
Working back in radio, and I'm doing music.
It's kind of like an Eminem song. I don't know which song it is, but
we would never play Eminem on the station that I'm picking the music for.
No,
I'm not picking.
Bad
it for
example,
me.
Maybe Enya.
So how's work?
A low blow. Yeah.
How's work? Work's fine, man. I'm learning a lot still. So I'm still, you know, learning the ropes, and it's fun. It's exciting.
Yeah. See, that's,
yeah, I really enjoy it.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Yes. And you?
Oh, let's not get back into that.
All right. No. So, we want to talk about prophecy, right? So there was a person from our past, Beck and I, not really from our past, it was just we know this person, a bit of an acquaintance, who just gave us a random phone call the other day and said, and gave us a verse from Ezekiel.
Yeah.
And said,
oh, the Valley of the Dry Bones.
Valley of the Dry Bones, yep.
Didn't we do this last time?
All right, so that happened last time. It got me thinking about
turns out Tim's got amnesia. Yeah, no. Go on.
Got me thinking about just prophecy and what it means and stuff, because I read up in the Bible dictionary about what the word prophecy means.
Oh, cute.
Right, and so yeah, it was just interesting.
What did it say?
Because it just said a timely word, right?
Well, doesn't Revelation say word? Prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ?
I don't know, but the Bible dictionary disagrees.
The Bible dictionary is not actually the Bible.
Well,
the Bible says it's the true spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. I thought that's what Revelation said.
Yeah, I find it, okay, Revelation, I find it hard to bring anything from Revelation and go, well, that means concrete, you know, X equals Y. When you're talking about Revelation, it's just an abstract picture for me. It's hard to go, yeah, this metaphor is straight down the line.
Okay.
You know,
so your
beasts and
your
dragons
Bible
and 666s and all of this stuff, which was written in a time of the Roman Empire, and I'm going, well, there's a pretty good picture of what Revelation looks like. It was a whole bunch of, you know.
Just for anyone listening disagreeing with Tim, I also disagree with Tim.
Right. What I'm saying is, like, so there's a whole bunch of pictures in there.
Of course there are, but the Book of Daniel. You need the Book of Daniel in your hands to understand Revelation.
Sure. So
but you, Daniel's full of
well, I'm just saying
Daniel's full of pictures as well. Like,
no, well, yes. But my point is it the definition of prophecy is anything to do with the testimony of Christ.
Right.
So if something testifying to Jesus, that is the nature of the prophetic.
Oh,
the prophetic
that was happening last time.
What?
That noise. Sounds like someone drilling in the background.
Oh. No. Last time it was actually drilling in the background. It was actually... they're just vacuuming in the background with a dust buster or something. Right. That looks really cool. Okay, so you looked up the dictionary and it said a timely word.
A timely word. And you know, it wasn't talking about a prophet. It was talking about someone who could prophesy, who could bring a word that was timely, that brought encouragement, that brought direction, you know, realignment, if you like. And pointed people back on the path that they should go, right?
To what path? The path to Jesus?
I hope so.
And then, yeah.
I hope so. I don't think that this particular definition even mentioned the word Jesus, you know? But in conversations gone past with yourself, you're talking about, like people who are prophets versus someone who... brings
a word of prophecy.
You're right. So Corinthians or Romans says that you should everyone should desire to prophesy.
That's right.
Right? But not everyone is a prophet.
No.
And so I was wondering if you would explain what you mean by that, right?
Yes. I think if you look at Ephesians chapter 4, when Christ ascended, gave gifts to all men, and he gives gifts to the church, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, so that the body can grow up in all knowledge into the head that is Jesus Christ. Again, rough, you know, I can't quite remember, but there's a fivefold ministry. It's called the fivefold ministry. And the fivefold ministry is what's also known as the word ministry. And it brings order to the church. So when the fivefold ministry operates, it brings the church into the fullness, which is growing into the head that is Jesus Christ. So the ministry of a prophet, I think... it's not someone that gets up and goes, thus, there's the Lord. I think that's a modern confusion, that people look at the Old Testament and go, I've got to get up and go, thus, says God, and give proclamations about things that are going to happen or interpretations of events. That's the gift of prophecy, and that can happen. I don't know how helpful it is. It's like people like their future lined up for them, but it normally... doesn't necessarily do that.
Crazy antics happening here at the cafe.
It's the vacuuming going wrong.
Place has really gone downhill since I've left.
It's just like... yeah,
again,
screaming.
Yeah, right here. I'd just like to say, for sure, like, those times of prophecy are very helpful for people.
I'm not dismissing it in the least. Yeah. I'm just making a distinction, and I haven't really... clarified. So what I'm saying is not, I don't think, entirely useful. I'm just sort of meandering through, like Grandpa Simpson, the distinction. The body should function with the prophetic, that once the Spirit of Christ, which is in all believers, rises up in amongst the congregation, when people gather together and worship God, the Spirit joins in the worship, because you're part of the Trinity, that the Spirit rises up within us. And then you find, alongside worship, you'll often get prophetic utterances. Someone might have a word from Scripture. Someone might speak in tongues. Please read 1 Corinthians 14. 1 Corinthians 14 about how that should be ordered. There should be interpretations of people speaking tongues according to Paul's writings. And, Tia, there's going to be an incident in a minute.
I'm going to interpret those tongues in a sec.
Boy, that's just screeching. So 1 Corinthians 14 explains how it should function in the body. It should be interpreted and confirmed by other people. Now, actually, that brings me to a thing. I actually think if one or more prophets is present, they should interpret. That's interesting. But I don't think anyone should make the jump to go just because people speak in tongues. I don't think anyone would think that. But I think the mantle of prophet, the very life of the person is prophetic. The person will experience things years in advance about, you know, and have insight about order in the church and about the way things should be. Suffice to say, they end up living in quite a tormented state because they can see the destiny of the church, but not able to live in that. They can't realise that.
The difference between what it is and what it could be,
yes,
is so loud to them that they get so frustrated because it's not what it what it should be.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But a true prophet should encourage the body. That there's no condemnation. So that's the other mark of a prophet. You know, a prophet is that people are encouraged. They're deeply encouraged. Someone that goes around traumatizing people with thus says the Lord and doom, they're not prophets.
Would you say that those prophets of the Old Testament, the olden days, I was about to say?
The old times.
The olden days. Were they like, were the people of Israel, for example, encouraged by that? Like, because that the leadership was pretty pretty shaken by it.
I think the prophets of the Old Testament are a lot more apostolic in their order. They're more like apostles. They bring order to the body of Christ. That's what apostles do. They bring order to the body and they bring... they're also... I mean, the problem with the gifts is they're not clearly delineated. Like, people who operate in the apostolic that I know of are astonishing teachers. Part of their gifting is teaching. And their teaching is by nature prophetic. You know, when they teach, you're like, oh, wow, this is really... prophetic. I think the mantle in the Old Testament of a prophet is very different to the New Testament prophet. Then that's not the same office, not the same thing.
Okay.
Yeah. Because Jesus is a fulfillment of prophecy in the Old Testament. So Jesus is an apostle prophet. He's the fulfillment of all the roles. But the most similar Old Testament parallel would be, I think, an apostle. Someone that brings tremendous order to the body.
Right. Okay, well, let's... Yeah. So someone who's a prophet isn't always the same as someone who has a prophetic word.
Yeah, definitely not.
What about someone with, like, just a great sense of discernment?
That's the discernment of spirits, I think.
Yeah, like... But, like, even someone who can just, you know, read people. People are always giving off signals. Like, my wife and I were watching... I can't believe I'm about to admit this. We're watching The Voice the other night, which is a...
Yeah, I've big got to old, leave now.
Big old talent show based on people's, you know...
Voices.
Voices, they're hopefully singing. So the idea of the show is that all of... chairs of the judges are turned so that they can't see this person singing, that the audience can.
I feel nauseous with this anecdote. Yeah, I'm going to have one of your Maltesers.
I actually think it's a really cool idea.
No, that's good.
Like, I like that initial part. I don't really care much for the actual show, but I like watching that first round where they're all, no one's seen anything and there's big mystery. Sure. And they can, like, there is so much discernment on those judges' lives.
Right.
Really, because they're... They turn around and they're going, you know, and they're pinpointing stuff about this person just based on one, you know, 2 minutes. Oh, I don't even think they have 2 minutes of performance.
But do they ever bugger it up? Do you ever get to see that? How do you know it's not rehearsed? How do you know that they're not coached on what to say the illusion? Because you don't know, losing face.
I know people who have been on the show before. There's not a one big giant setup.
All right.
So, like, they've actually performed on there and got through the first round and stuff. Like, even this one, like, we knew two people who were on there.
Goodness. Okay. So the judges, they're the real deal.
Yeah, well, the judge, like, you know, they're not there. What I'm saying is, there's people in everyday life who just pick up stuff. Is that, you know, for them to say something about a person and they discern something about someone, not necessarily a Christian, but they can sense what is right.
Yeah.
People can sense godliness. Sure. They can sense hurt. They can sense potential on people's lives. They can sense all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And so these judges, you know, pinpointed stuff in that.
Okay.
I was like, wow, that's... Do you know what? That's like almost prophetic, I said to my wife at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's your question?
My question is, that scripture where it says, hey, we should all desire to prophesy.
Sure.
So, and my interpretation of that was, we should all desire to bring words that are timely into a person's life that encourage them along the point and the way that they should go, right? Our conversations with people should be prophetic. They should be, you know, well-timed, well-thought-through, and encourage people in the right way we should go. Like, that's almost like just what everyday language should be like, you know? Mm. Like, it paints a picture of, just a good person.
Sure.
Living.
Yeah.
So what's the difference between that and a discerning person and, say, a prophet? You know, like, let's explore that a little bit.
The first example you've used of when the ability to discern and to bring encouragement, that's prophetic in the nature that everyone could potentially, I'm not saying everyone should, that's open to everyone. That doesn't make him a prophet. Mm. That's just the function of the body of Christ who has the Spirit. And the more we spend in prayer, the more we start our days or end our days or however you do it, the more we pray and we're sitting before the Lord and worshipping God and giving our lives over to God, the greater clarity we'll have in our lives. And I'm thinking of the Romans passage, don't set your things on the spirit of this age, set your mind on the things of God, then you'll be able to test the good, pleasing, perfect will of God. And I screwed that scripture up, I'm certain of it, but it's a Romans passage where it basically says, you know, don't set your mind to the things of the world or this age. Really focus on God. How do you focus on God? I think it's just praying and asking Him to intervene in our lives in a day-to-day, hour-by-hour, minute-by-minute way. Not get too hung up on it. And from that, when I talk to people, when I talk to friends, it's almost like you can sense in a way that the Spirit will rise up between two people. You start talking about something and you're both encouraged. You're like, oh man, that's really encouraging. No one set out to do that.
No.
The tremendous danger if someone thinks they're prophetic, if someone thinks they're a prophet, you're going to cause havoc because, you know, you're going to give off the impression that, oh, I've got this future casting gift. You know, and there's a whole era in recent history where prophets are very dangerous people. Well, so-called prophets are dangerous people because they forecast over people's lives. And that can really bugger things up for people because, I tell you what, the test is, you should really testify to what the so-called prophet is already saying. An accurate prophecy, and again, it seems I'm using the word indiscriminately. Let's just use the term, someone acting in a prophetic way who is not necessarily a prophet, mm-hmm. but someone has a word of knowledge.
Yep.
You should fully anticipate that as confirmation rather than news. Someone goes, oh, you're going to East Timor and you're going to do this. Now, if you're like, oh, bloody hell, that's what? Really? That should not be the case. But a truly accurate prophetic gifting will go gently, maybe probe a little bit and go, yeah, you know, this is what the Lord's saying to me. Just keep an open mind about this. And you'll go, that is bang on with, you know, it confirms.
Right.
Stuff I've heard over the years, I'm like, well, I got nothing on that, but I'll just put it in the cupboard. I mean, I've had a prophetic word over me that's proved to be incredibly accurate, And it wasn't directional. It was just a Uniting Church minister, a lovely lady called Wendy Snook, and she had a very clear picture. And I just put the picture away, and the picture has very, very, very definitely come to pass. And it was very encouraging. It was a lovely word, but it was accurate about my ministry. Hmm. My ministry.
Yours.
Mine.
All yours.
Mine. There it is.
No one else.
That's my ministry. So now to go back in terms of, you know, what you're saying about discernment, the distinction about those judges, well, actually the analogy works. Their lives are music. Most people live, eat, breathe music. They are the top of their game. They're in the industry. So they can listen to someone that's just breaking out and go, yep, okay, these are the things we need to say to you. Okay? I think it's the same as someone that's anchored in Christ and marinating in God. You spend all that time, if God becomes
your
everything...
That's a great analogy, to marinate in God.
Marinate in God.
I would encourage everyone who's listening.
Just marinate in God like little olives. Just marinate.
Be marinated as we speak right now.
Yeah, marinata. marinate in God. And then your day just, you know, you will encourage people. You will have discernment about things. Just drop the future forecasting. And unless God gives you a really strong, oh, okay, all right. But I'm just so over, you know, just whose glory are you trying to achieve? Just ask yourself that.
That's a good one.
Who
That's
are you lifting up?
That's a great little filter to...
There's always
to run by. Just every time.
So I'm on my rant now. Sorry.
No, every time you open your mouth, everyone.
Yeah. Hey, everyone who's marinating.
Who's Gloria? Are you trying to.
Who's Gloria?
Because
if you go, oh, hi, such and such. They're such a great prophet. You hear those words? Run away. Run away.
I don't know if I've heard any of those words, but I would hope that this podcast certainly is prophetic in the sense that I hope that it's
just like in Revelations.
Well,
testimony of Jesus Christ. It's accurate. Go back and listen to that again and put that in. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Booyah.
Revelation.